Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's this cycle of life. It just is. And this morning, I'm thinking about Jeff Cohen, one of my boys, one of my closest friends, who's dead. He called me about probably 5 months ago and said he had stage 4 cancer, stomach. And in fact, when they diagnosed him, I think it was UPMC, they told his wife, this is a true story, Phyllis, they said, he probably has a couple weeks to live. It was that bad. I don't know how anymore to deal with grief. I haven't really wrapped my arms around it. I'm sitting there trying to manage my sister, Barb. She is in hospice care in Wheeling, West Virginia, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I hate all of it. Might live a couple more weeks. And I think, how do we manage grief? How do we not stay angry? Honestly, I can kind of sort of manage mom and dad passing. Okay, they're 80. They ran the race. That was painful, but okay. But your sis, man. And Jeff Cohen, man. And on and on and on. How do you prepare for the big picture of knowing that, quite frankly, everyone's going to die? One of my favorite docs on earth, Christian Conti, has come to the precipice of this with his own wife. Managing that fear and possible grief with a traumatic experience with her breast cancer. And thank God she survived, but I know he went through the same hell and fought the same demons. Good afternoon, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so sorry to hear about your friend. And I mean, for your sister, it's hurts to hear that you have to go through that, that she has to go through that.
But I'm trying to tell everyone's story here, because we all, including you, my brother, we all have to find a way to manage grief, or we don't, and we just hate all the time. And that ain't right.
You're right. There's something in the approach I created called yield theory. It's not about fixing the grief. It's about meeting it where it is. like in those moments of grief, in those moments, I mean, they help us realize how precious life is. So as dark as they can get, the other side of it is this light of appreciation and gratitude. So for example, this past Thanksgiving, we were just so, I can't tell you about the gratitude I had that my wife is doing well.
Hell
like
yeah.
It's just a light. Because it's right on the other side of that grief. It's right on the other side of that darkness. But I think if people can look at grief not as something to fix, but as something to meet as a human experience, it does change the meaning of it a bit.
Dr. Christian Conte, who is an emotional management specialist and one of the greatest ever. Hey, Doc, I know this because we stayed in contact. Is it fair for me to say you were in that dark place of fear and anger and anxiety over the possibility? Because your wife was, it wasn't, the predictions weren't that good, sir, my point.
Yeah, no, I mean, first of all, I really wish your listeners who don't get to see you in person or get to know you get to get a glimpse of what kind of person you are, because you were one of the few people who constantly reached out, constantly checked in on me and my wife. And that's something that'll live in my heart forever. Our gratitude for who you are as a person. You really are way more than what people could ever see. And yes, I was, we were right there. There were moments of, I literally cried more last year when she was going through it than I cried my whole life combined.
I mean, were you just, angry, man? Were you angry, Doc?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The anger is, like, enormous.
Yeah.
But, and the reason why we get angry, because we think, why can't I change? Why can't I fix it? Why can't I make it better?
Yeah.
Like, why? And especially when it doesn't line up with logic. So in my family system, my wife is the healthiest person, and it's always been the healthiest person, does everything right. So for things to happen to her, it was infuriating. Like, why not just, you know, me, it makes sense, I don't have the best habits, but my wife, it's difficult to deal with that anger, but you've got to sit through it. You have to sit through it. You have to experience it. Not try to shut it off. Marty, I think that's what people try to do.
Oh yeah.
They say it's too painful, I'm going to shut it
off.
Oh
yeah.
And I would not recommend shutting it off. I say sit through it because it's almost like one breath away. So my wife and I meditate together every day.
Nice.
And we talk a lot about the breath.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a wonderful habit to do together. But we talk about how sometimes you sit and you're uncomfortable and then you sit in that breath and then it's wild. But like on the other side of that breath is like, oh, I made it through that moment. And you almost kind of could almost have a light up, almost a sense of a giggle, like, oh, wow, I made it through that. So it's right there. It's right on the other side of it. I guess that's the message I want people to hear who are struggling in grief. There is light very close to where you are. And instead of running parallel to it, face it, and you go through that darkness and step out into that light. I don't know if that makes sense.
No. Dr. Christian Conte.
Right,
hey, Doc, though. Because men, we internalize and then we shut down. That's what I do anyway. And then we take it out on others, which I do too, which sucks, in the form of anger and lashing out. When do you get to the point where you say, stop, I got to get some help, man. I can't beat this myself.
Yeah, I just got done doing a group with tough men. And that literally just came up. We just dealt with this like minutes ago. And it was the idea that when you get to a point where you say just that, I can't deal with it anymore, what you're really saying is, I don't know how to deal with it. It's not that I can't, it's that I just don't know how. And I think what really is right there is, as men, we have a proclivity to want to fix things. And that's not wrong or bad, but the problem is you can't fix emotions. And so when we can't fix those emotions, we shut down. I think some of the things that I've watched, and I saw it even today, is that when we shift our focus from needing to fix those emotions to needing to fully experience them, we change our experience of what happens.
I don't think most of us will ever be able to wrap our arms around death. Yeah? Right?
Yeah, no, we won't.
I can't.
It's tough
now.
To do.
I can't. I see my sister.
I tell you, Marty, go ahead.
I spent my life, and you know me, we've known each other for years. I'm a problem solver. I'm the man. The man. I got the stair lift put in. I got you a turkey. I raised $100,000 for you. And then I go to my sister's house, and I'm watching her die, and I'm thinking, I suck. I can't do a blankety-blank friggin' thing. How do you manage that, brother?
Yeah, because I wish I could reach in your heart and have you feel you being there with her is doing something. Like, when you text me, I mean, this is something I want you to hear, because I mean this with my whole heart. When you text out of the blue, there were times where I was like, I'm so thankful that Marty checks in on us. Like, there are so many people that I may have thought I was closer with that I did not hear from. And I understand. I don't have a judgment. Like,
of course.
You know, death is scary. Illness is scary. But you've had the courage to reach out. And that is doing something. What I would have challenged you with is to not be hard on yourself and think, well, if I don't make her miraculously, have a miracle and have her be better, then I'm not doing something. What you're doing is you're showing her love, and us showing up for each other is the best gift any of us can give. I used to tell clients, like, listen, I might not be able to go through the hell with you. I will sit in the hell with you. I might not know your experience, but I will sit right next to you for as long as it takes.
Hey, my man, I tell my kids this, and I live by this. I don't give a damn about the eulogy at my funeral. I'm going to tell you I love you before I friggin' die. Don't let someone die without them knowing you love them, right? Right?
My phrase I tell people all the time is, life's not a movie. Like, in a movie, you get to see behind the scenes. In the movie, you get to see what somebody meant to say but never got a chance to say. So I say, life's not a movie, so you have to tell people stuff you want to tell them while you can.
Or not, and live with regret till you die.
Right.
Hey, Doc.
Right.
I had a guy listening to my show. He sends me a note. He said, I don't like you. He said, but I was listening when you said, don't have regrets. Guy hadn't talked to his daughter in 5 years. He drove to her house that morning and pounded on the door till she answered. She opened the door with a baby. She had a baby and a husband since they last talked. And they cried for an hour. Now they're a family again, working on it. You got to do that stuff, don't you, sir? You got to.
You certainly do. And good for him to sit back through whatever silly projections he had and actually listen to the truth that you were speaking. Because truth doesn't care about... Ego wants to be right. Truth doesn't want to be right. Truth is just what it is. Like, what you were speaking is the truth. When you speak the truth, only ego cares about being right. Truth doesn't.
Dr. Christian Conte, I love you, man. You're the absolute best. You're a brilliant man with a massive heart. And I'm so glad you're happy and that your wife's okay, because there were some moments where you weren't sure, right?
Yeah, I tell you, I love and I appreciate you, and I'm incredibly grateful for your heart, your kindness, and what you do for me, for people in Pittsburgh. Really, I hope people get to see that side of you.
My man, I got to tell you something about people, and I don't write them off, but here's what happens. I post a video of my sister who's dying. She's on a chairlift that we had put in her house because she can't walk. And 175,000 people watch, but one jagoff writes, I still hate you, Marty. You're still a PRIC blank. How the hell do people get there, man? Who are those people, Doc? Who are they, man?
They're trapped in their ego. They're trapped in their ego. Like, to think about, like, I'm going to take an opportunity to say something.
Yeah.
That's all about them. It's like, could you imagine? So here's my vision for people like that. It's like they're trapped in a room with mirrors, and it's four mirrors, and they're stuck. So all they see is themselves.
Wow.
They only see what they care about, what their opinions are. They only care about themselves. And I wish that if there are listeners out there who have to deal with people like you do, like I've dealt with, once you have this picture, it really lightens the load. Because you're like, man, they're just stuck in that mirror room.
Wow.
They can't see anything but themselves.
Love you, man. Thanks, Doc.
Love you, too. Thank you very much.
Dr. Christian Conte, amazing, amazing man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
My man Glenn said this, a true statement. Excuse me. I lost my father at 21. Never told him I loved him. Wow, it's tough, man. It's very common. My father-in-law is 80. Gary. Love him. Love him. I told him yesterday, I love you. I really did. I had to, man. I just felt like he'd done so much for us, and his health is faltering, and I think people should know this stuff. And Gary's 80 years old. His father never told him he loved him one time. Ever. That leaves a scar, my man. So my man Glenn, I lost my father at 21. Never told him I loved him. I did love him. He was my best friend, my coach, my teacher, my leader. Wow. I never said those words to him. I regret it to this day. I do tell him now every time I visit his grave. Now my mother is 97 in a home, and I tell her I love her every time I visit her. Wow, that's beautiful. My kids do too. Oh, my son and Gary are listening to my show. Now that is what family's about. That is what love is about. That is what life is about. My father-in-law, I told him this yesterday. He knows it if he's listening. I said, my man, without you, we are not in this friggin' house. I told him, I said, we love you. You're the most generous man I've ever met. I did. You have to, man. You get one shot. You get one damn lap. That's it. Don't regret it. I tell my son the same thing. I find it fascinating, the couples and the families that don't express themselves. I had no choice because I had a doting mother, Italian, come on, and a father who got in my face and said, son, I love you. I find great value in all of it. I cry. I got no problem with that. Trevin. You buying this? You tell your son you love him. I met him. I love your son.
All the time.
All the time, right?
All the time.
It has great value, does it not?
It does, because I say this, me personally, it makes me proud to be able to tell my son that I love him and to see his response every time. And his response is, you can see the light in their eyes just come on and shine even brighter.
My man, when I met him, I could see the light in his eyes when I told him, your father's a great man. It's just, the thing is, if you don't do it, you're screwing up. You want them to do the same thing. Tell people you love them. Don't wait till they're dead. Some damn eulogy. No, man. My man, one of my closest friends, Jeff Cohen, died Saturday night. And I tell you right now, every time we hung up the phone, I said, I love you, Jeff. Whether he wanted to hear it or not. Whether he responded or not. Patricia, go ahead.
I'm going to try to make this quick, but I have things written down. Your condolences to you and your friend dying. And I called you today. Pray for your sister every day. I don't know how you do it. When my mom died in 2004, she was the last mental health person in Switzerland. It's like they called the thing down. But anyway, she died from physical problems, and I knew she was dying, and I couldn't eat. I cried every day. I don't know how you went to work, because I didn't. So anyway, I'm thinking about writing a book. And to me, when they use that word, no closure, I hate it. There's no closure. Grief. I told people when someone dies and I see them, I said, if you want to sit in the room all day and do nothing, do it. If you want to go out, eat a buffet all day, do it. I said, you do what you need to do.
Wow.
Grief is a process. Anyway, Mom died in 2004. My brother died in a fire. My goddaughter, Adrian, died. You probably know the story from 2007.
Yes,
she died.
Ma'am.
She got hit by a maniac.
Yeah.
Anywho, but I dream it. But what is, I talked to you before about this, and I am going to cry.
Oh.
My little baby died 2 months, 4 years ago. And the other day, I was going through stuff, and I found her first Christmas ornament for him. 40 years, and I'm still crying. But one day when he passed November 24th.
Patricia, I love you, my dear. You got to hang. Can you hang on for me?
Yeah, I can.
It's a beautiful story. I can't cut her off, but I got to go to a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I got my electric battery-operated snowblower. I'm ready, man. I don't mind the snow. I don't. And the electric, the battery-powered works great. I was kind of shocked. We will be at Giant Eagle for a special show tomorrow, which I love. And I'm very excited about. Salvation Army event, a fundraiser, doing great things, and I can't wait. They're wonderful people. It's a wonderful organization, and I'm looking forward to spending the day with the great folks at the Salvation Army. It's the Odyssey Giving Tuesday activation. Goal for the Salvation Army Division is to raise $2,303,000, Allegheny County, $527,000. Let's help them get there. I love it. These Red Kettle donations are critical for this region, especially now people are hurting. We're talking about grief. I think it's important. Everybody manages pain differently. I have been to funerals where someone's father dies, and they're stoic, and you judge them because they're not weeping. It's not fair. It just isn't. You judge them by the love they feel for their loved one, and that's that. Death is inevitable, but it sucks. And no one has experienced more of this pain than my friend Patricia. And how do you try to manage that, Patricia? Grief and death. How? How?
Well, like I said, I went through my stuff and I found it an ornament that said Eli's first Christmas, but I didn't know I had it. And then Grandma Sally, after he passed, went to her house. She had a whole cupboard full of gifts. It was rough. I cried so much, my eyes were swollen. I lost 30 pounds in a month. But I got mad at God. I said, why me?
Yeah, that happens.
And then grief, you know, you come around to it. Now, the day he died was just Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, and I didn't even think about it. So you see, grief, it comes and it goes. You can't say when it's going to hit you. You can't say anything. But people, and I pray for you too, because you know she's going, and that's rough. And I'm like you. I say, spread the love. I say, everybody, if I talk to somebody on the street, call my friends, I love you. That's the last thing I say. But I might write a book on grief because, like I said, oh, it's all tragedy. Everybody died. But I'm going to give you something to laugh about, because I've watched the movie and they said, when someone passes, don't think about what the time you didn't have and what you do. You know, I didn't do this. Think about what you had, you know. So I'm going to tell you a story that I know you're going to fall off your laugh, and I'm an identical twin. We met you in Bloomfield years ago.
Oh, I remember.
We gave you a Sophia Loren book. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, of course I do. Yes, of course.
Well, anyway, that was me. So anyway, my sister came over for our birthday, and I breastfed the baby. I'm sorry, I just thought going crying, but I'm laughing. So my sister grabs the baby, and she says after, she goes, I felt something pinching at my breast.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Here he went to her breast to see, because he looked at her, and he looked and thought it was me.
The twin sister.
This is a true story. If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Patricia, the Twin Peaks, you could call them, right?
Yeah. Tell me that isn't hilarious.
Wow. Well, you got to find
some... He has this look on his face like, no, that's not her.
Well, you got to find some joy or you just go mad and you die
angry.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Right,
I know with your sister, you probably spend a lot of great times and your wife is wonderful.
Yes, she is.
And like I said, I just pray. And another thing, it made me really empathetic toward babies when I see someone on the news that... Or watch a movie and somebody dies, a child or somebody, and they scream. I know exactly what that scream feels like. It's something it just comes from I don't know where. You don't ever want to experience it. All right, Marty.
All right, dear. Love
See
you.
See ya.
Thank you. We're not going to spend a lot of time this week on grief. It's my manifestation and. But I do believe I tell these stories because they're your stories, because we've all experienced this life and death stuff. You have no choice but to. My favorite story about my father dying, and I've told this, but I'm going to leave you with this. He was in hospice care, and like the end is the end, man. He was within hours of dying. And we were all in this room, all of us, family, friends. And I mean, we were elbow to elbow. And at one point, people were laughing and singing and telling stories that were making us all laugh. And we found joy in that moment, in that ending, in a new beginning, in a relationship with family and friends that we've never had before. And there are times when I look in the mirror and I see my dad, or when I notice my walk or a burp that sounds like my dad's, or a stupid habit or a joke. And I'm so grateful that he left me with that greatness. And as my sister fades, and she is rapidly, I'm sitting on the couch with her on Saturday and I'm just holding her hand. And she squeezed my hand, put her head on my shoulder, and whispered, I love you. And if that's as good as it gets, that's as good as it gets. We cannot spend our life angry. Right? We have to find joy in those moments and share that love. Or not. And we fade away alone and angry. Not good. Patrick was at the Steeler game. He sent me this yesterday. Listen to this. These people went crazy at the game.
They suck!
Oh, they were losing it. My man, we post stuff on our page all the time. I think last month we had 16 million people. But the things that get reaction, and it's actually astounding. He sent me that little clip, that guy saying, "You suck." Almost 350,000 people have watched that video. I think, Patrick, because it's such a, people have such a visceral response to the Steelers being so bad. And I think because the town has such a connection to it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, could you feel like, was there rage over this?
Oh, there was a lot of rage. Yeah. People were beyond fed up.
Seriously.
In that stadium. Yeah.
Did you want to leave or did you stay for your son?
I stayed for my son. I wanted to get out of there about 4 minutes left in that game. Pretty much when Renegade went to hell, I wanted to get out of there.
Did
it was bad.
But let me ask you this. The drunk factor, were people drunk? Did you notice any of that?
I didn't see any
nice
super intoxicated people.
And how about fights?
No, not a one.
Oh, nice. Nice. But did people give up enough to leave, or do they always think they were going to come back? Because I saw you were there at the end, but...
I mean, it was starting to thin out in that fourth quarter.
Did it? Yeah.
But, I mean, it always does, unless it's a really tight game. People do start to take off.
327,000. And counting on that one video, you suck. People truly believe that they're kind of part of this. And I think there's kind of a shock element to how bad they are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the game started off on a bright note. Boy, did it end the opposite.
I don't know, man. I don't have a perspective, and I certainly don't make these calls, and I don't know enough about football. You know, I just don't. I think they need a change. I think there's something clearly wrong, whether it's a talent thing. You heard Ed Bouchette and Pony nailed it. They're experts and they know this stuff. Something great about the Rooneys is their loyalty. They're just loyal as hell. That's why I love them. It's why I love the families. It's why I love the decisions they make. I do. And every single person that I know that works for the organization, because I do know some guys over there that I love them all. They work really hard. They give a damn. They're hurting right now. They really are. I think, including myself, and again, I'm not an expert, but I could play back some tape from the guys on the Fan and the guys on the NFL Network and the guys on ESPN who said the Steelers were legit and had all this talent, and they suck. And it's very disappointing. But I look around and think, big picture, I don't care. I just don't care like I used to. And when I used to is when I was a kid, when my dad was alive, because my dad made it real and my mom made it real. And on Sundays when they played, she made meatballs and spaghetti and sausage and pasta. And it was a thing. It was a thing. It was a family thing. It was a bonding thing. Now, it's me. That's it. That's it. I'm sitting there on the couch, and no one in the family watches the game. And my dad's gone, and I'm not poor-mouthing. Everybody has something to do, but it's changed. And so many other things going on. Your kids are growing up. You got a job to do. You're trying to help people. They're trying to help you. That it doesn't matter as much. However, I still care. I still want them to win, and I still get chills when they do win because it's in my DNA. Because from the time I was a little boy, we went to Steeler games. I went to Steeler games when they played at Pitt. I was in the end zone with my father and my uncles at a Steeler game when Terry Hanratty was the quarterback. Let me see when he played for the Steelers, because I don't know this stuff. When did he play for the Steelers? He was Irish. He went to Notre Dame, if I recall. And he wasn't great, but he was Irish. And I'm repeating that Because 1969 with the Steelers. So I wasn't even 10 years old. He was an American former football player, quarterback in the National Football League. Played for the Steelers. Okay, so he was very average, but he went to Notre Dame, and my uncles loved Notre Dame, and so did my dad. And he played for the Steelers from 69 to 75. And they would stand up, if I'm lying, I'm dying, and they would scream, "Put the Catholic in! Put the Catholic in!" And that is legit, man. Pitt Stadium. So what, I had to have been 10 years old, 9? And the truth of the matter is, it's part of my DNA. And as John Shumway just texted me, and I love Shumway, one of my favorite Americans, quite frankly. Our community pride rides with the Steelers. It's 1,000% true. Whether you want to believe that or not, it's 1,000% true. So we're so disappointed in where they're at. We can't wrap our arms around where they're at. We want it to be fixed overnight. And we thought this was the year. Now they look like a bunch of rich old guys. Kind of describes my career. Karen, go ahead. Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Morty.
Karen.
Remember, this is Karen, the one that you bought Jennifer last year with the furniture.
Aw, yes.
You remember she had her hand amputated?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, of course.
Well, she's doing wonderful. I had dinner with her last night, but it was this time last year that you and
Levin's
Furniture did a wonderful thing for her, and Patrick from Levin's. But yeah, I was with her last night. Unfortunately, Morty, your lawyers helped her tremendously, but she got denied for the third time for disability.
Aww.
So it's okay. It's okay. She's doing really good. She'll try again. She's looking for a little job. But you saved me last year, and thank you again for everything. But what I also wanted to know is if I could, is Barb eating at all or not?
Yeah, not really.
I was wondering if I should ship her some more Minio's pizzas.
You're unbelievable.
No, seriously, can I?
I'm going to call you later. We'll figure it out. And I love you for caring about her.
Yes, you have my number. I will ship her some more pizzas, whatever you need. But again, this time last year, you helped my family, so I'd like to help yours.
All right, sweetheart. Love you.
All right, thank you. Love you too, Mark. Bye.
I knew my sister was in trouble when she quit eating Minio's and didn't want Sarah's chocolate. Her two favorite things in the world, in terms of food.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.